This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Just ask it this way. If 68 Republicans chose not to show up for the inauguration of President Obama, how do you think the press coverage would go down on that score?
Their heads would explode. It'd be on the front pages. There'd be editorials on the front page denouncing the Republicans for violating the spirit of the comedy that we're supposed to see on the day of a national unity. This is a great, honored, sacred civic ceremony. Extremely unusual. We have done it uninterrupted since the late 1790s. And you don't sit out for what are really trivial reasons. You don't like the guy? It doesn't matter. It's a national event. You ought to show some respect.
Panel, thank you. That's it for the panel.
Yeah, show some respect. I mean, what do you think about it? Are you okay? I mean, are you incensed as much as I am about this? I mean, I'm really disappointed. I mean, these are grown-ups here that are, you know, Pat, but why not? I mean, you know, they're an example to the kids in college that, you know, Cupcake Nation here who, you know, are so threatened by everything, looking for safe spaces and are all cuddled up in corners in the fetal position, sucking their thumbs. You know, and I was having this conversation again with some people last night, is that here we are, we're about ready to break through again to get this country on track. And whether you believe that or not, you want to be prepared, at least, you know, maybe get your ducks in a row. And if this opportunity comes about that it looks like it's happening, I mean, we already see waves of momentum occurring. I mean, this is what marketing people do. And I've been in marketing most of my life. And you look for movement, you look for patterns, you look for momentum, and you see what's happening not only in this country, you know, like banks saying, look at, you know, telling me, Bill, you know, we've got more inquiries into small business opportunities and people are talking about opening small businesses just at the mere suggestion of Donald Trump as president with the tamping down of regulations, tax reform, you know, Obamacare, all this stuff having an incredible, remarkable effect. Now, you know, kind of what Jacqueline Klimas was saying earlier, you know, and I'm with her on it. It's like I'm eager to get, you know, let's go have the game. I mean, all this stuff has been all the pomp and circumstance. Let's get ready. But starting tomorrow at 12 noon, we have a new president. And there's a new sheriff in town, and things are going to change. There is no doubt about it. But, you know, like anything, you know, you have some success and he starts moving the ball in a positive direction. People start getting jobs back. You know, you watch what goes on. And, you know, and now the opportunities are going to abound and you're going to have people dreaming big dreams, which is what American exceptionalism is all about at the very heart of it. I mean, where else can you go in this planet and dream like you can here in America and have the resources and, you know, for the most part, until recently, have a government that's mostly mostly cooperative. And so now you've got leaders in this country setting, I believe, a very poor example. And they're reinforcing this safe zone and, you know, this cupcake kind of nation mentality, Scott, that I think is deleterious for everybody. I mean, how do these young kids... You know, you're going to miss out on the opportunity. I mean, your peers, some of them are going to get it and say, hey, look, I didn't vote for Trump, but you know what? It looks like there's gold in them thar hills, and I'm getting ready. I'm up at the starting line ready to go and go capture some of that gold for myself and my family, and it will serve them well. They'll be ahead of the ball game. Now everybody else is going to stay at home, you know, sucking their thumbs. They're going to miss out, and they miss out, their families miss out, and dare I say, the entire nation misses out. Because we need everybody. We need everybody, all hands on deck, if we're going to get this country back on track. Well, we've got a lot to talk about. Thank you for joining in here on Bill Martinez Live. For more information, go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. Stay right where you are. We've got more right after this.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top there. A little programming note tomorrow. Friday, I know it's Inauguration Day. We're going to spend a couple of hours. Yes, I know. Some are going, oh, I can't believe that you're going to do it. But we've got a great opportunity to be talking with Mike Zulu. Mike Zulu is Joe Arpaio's right-hand guy. He was the head of the cold case posse looking into Barack Obama's birth certificate. You know, a lot has been said about this, and even still, they throw it out there like it's fact, like it's nothing, like somehow the president's birth certificate has been validated when it has been invalidated. This has been a birth certificate that he presented, not that Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, or anybody else. I mean, he himself presented this birth certificate, and Mike Zulu has been investigating it for 6 years. And you have to keep in mind that Mike, as a an officer of the court, he can't get into the fake news deal. We're not into conjecture. Everything that he does has to be done in such a way that it can be presented in a court of law. And he's got some revealing things to share with us tomorrow. We're going to open up the phone lines. You want to get involved in the conversation. And my good friend Carl Gallops, who's been alongside, and he was deputized by Joe Arpaio himself, is going to join us for all the fun. So that's going to be 2 hours. We're going to break it down. We're going to talk about this and, lay it out there. I mean, this isn't, a race-baiting situation. Although some, whenever you talk about the president's birth certificate, it's all about race, and everybody gets up in arms about it. Well, what about the truth? I mean, if we're a country of law and order, then all this stuff has to be cleaned up, as we've been talking about this week. With us right now, Brian Crabtree, publisher of Talk40.com and TheRealEstateExperts.com and a contributor to TownHall.com, ClashDaily.com, and DailyCaller.com. Brian, is your middle name now .com? Brian.com?
Crabtree? It must be. There's a lot of .coms to deal with in 2017, isn't there?
Exactly. Well, in the midst of it, you got to be able to navigate it. Hey, I appreciate you making the time. I know you're in D.C., aren't you?
I am here now, yes. Mm-hmm. Amazingly, not much traffic. I was shocked. I was driving around this morning.
Wow.
Yeah, it's the opposite of what I expected.
Well, wait till tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I guess everyone is already here. And of course, most of the roads around the Capitol are shut down already. And so maybe people are just staying away. It's pretty locked down just outside of the perimeter where I'm at.
Well, Brian, what a golden opportunity for you, to be there and witness this transition, a peaceful transition of our government being turned over from Barack Obama to Donald Trump, our 45th president. And you're going to be an eyewitness to all that now. Is this your first first inauguration, or have you been making a habit of this?
My first inauguration, yeah. I've never cared to do it, but what we've seen this year and this past year has been so unprecedented and so phenomenal that you know, this was sort of the exclamation point to all the debates and the Republican National Convention and all the events that I attended. I didn't think I could miss this.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, I'm glad you're there. It's going to be a true experience for you. And, you know, did you get a ticket from some of these discouraging senators that decided not to go? I mean, the number, what, is over 50, over 60 now and counting? I mean, what is going on here?
Yeah, well, you have to apply for about 50 tickets and hope one comes through. And yes, I did. But they were pretty good to the press. They were pretty good to the press on giving us access. And then I got here and I got more tickets. So,
well, really? Wow. Well, that's good.
You have to really get aggressive, because if you just apply and try to get in, you end up getting that nice email that says, "We're sorry, it's full."
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to talk to you about John Lewis. You know, I got to tell you, I was so disappointed, and I think you as well, in terms of that hearing that he participated in regarding Jeff Sessions. You know, I thought he and Cory Booker also wasted a lot of political capital with general innuendo, broad brush strokes. The head of the Congressional Black Caucus also, I believe, embarrassed himself greatly. But John Lewis, being the iconic civil rights figure that he is, he could have learned a lesson from Martin Luther King Jr., who, after meeting with Trump, was very conciliatory and stayed in the high ground and refused Jim Acosta's baiting.
Well, yeah, Alveda King, the niece of Martin Luther King Jr., on top of that, voted for Donald Trump and was supportive. Now, neither of them, as you know, Martin Luther King Jr., the third, I think.
Yes,
nor Alveda waded into, you know, the attacks on John Lewis, and that's probably commensurate with the way their relative Martin Luther King Jr. would have behaved. I think John Lewis could take a page out of his book, but clearly he has far departed, and instead of being a civil rights leader, he's turned into a political hack, and that's ultimately what he is. There was an article in the AJC this morning that was referencing former mayor of Atlanta and UN ambassador Andrew Young, who took a call at the mayor's conference in Nashville from Donald Trump sitting next to Mayor Barry. And Mayor Barry looked like a deer in headlights. Andrew Young looked like he was a guy just trying to build peace and coalition. Mm-hmm. And he said of John Lewis that he's a great man. He's a good man. He's a humble man. He's just got to take some time to absorb all this. And the meaning of that is, this is such a treacherous, horrible moment for liberals that this man, Donald Trump, has been elected president. And you know what? Get over it. I can't speak for everyone else, but as far as when Barack Obama was elected, I gave him 6 months. He didn't do well, and I quickly turned. But I didn't. I remember looking at my wife moments after the inauguration speech, saying, "You know, maybe this won't be as bad as we thought. Let's give him a chance."
Exactly.
And at least I did. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem like the liberals are going to take a page out of that book.
It is a clear contrast. There's no doubt about it. But what's lacking here is leadership. That's what you're pointing to, Brian. I mean, when you think about, even though the Republicans and conservatives were very shocked, you know, particularly the second time around with Barack Obama, because he was more vetted. We saw the policies. We were living under them and going, wow, how does this happen? But he gets reelected. And even then you thought, okay, well, let's, you know, we got four more years, and thank God we only got four more years left, because it didn't get much better from there. And, of course, to hear the president speak now, you think that everything is well, and maybe we're in la-la land. We missed something. I missed the memo, I guess, because as far as he's concerned, we're the greatest ever, internationally, domestically, all the jobs that have been created. Obamacare is doing wonderful, and I'm not sure what parallel universe he's in.
Well, yeah, I listened to almost the entirety of that press conference yesterday on the way to D.C., and I thought about it. You know, here's a guy that is must be living on Mars or something. There's a different, there's another United States of America somewhere else that he's talking about, especially in terms of his presidency, talking about how great the press is when he's done nothing but bash the press, even though they've supported him. Mm-hmm. But I will say this about the president. I have been rather impressed at one thing in the last month or two. It seems to me that he's worked very well with the Trump organization, and at least for once, if he had just once acted the way with regard to the transition, he's acted. Mm-hmm. If he had acted that way in a number of other major issues, this country could be so much further ahead. He has it in him to be a good leader, but I don't think he has the strength to overcome the political activism. Look right. at the Chelsea Manning issue.
Exactly.
I mean, that's nothing more than activism for transgender rights. It has nothing to do with commuting part of a sentence.
Exactly. Well, Brian, we're out of time as always. Great to have you with us. Have a great time in Washington, D.C. Look forward to hearing back from you. Brian Crabtree, I'm Bill Martinez live. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To stand up and say it, Bill Martinez live.
He's fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine.
Lord, we need an army of believers. Raise up warriors who will fight on their knees. Lord, call us to battle. Raise them up, Lord. Raise them up.
Keep fighting the good.
Fighting the good.
Martinez Live.
Fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're waiting on our next guest, Jonathan Chait. Jonathan is New York Magazine's political columnist. And, you know, as he notes, Donald Trump will be inaugurated as the country's 45th president tomorrow. And so Jonathan has written and taken a real close look at Barack Obama as commander-in-chief for the previous 8 years. And he sees it from a different perspective. He sees that Obama's legacy will prevail despite the Trump agenda, and that in the eyes of history, he will be viewed as one of our greatest presidents. He has written a book called Audacity, How Barack Obama Defied His Critics and Created a Legacy That Will Prevail. Jonathan Chait, New York Magazine's political columnist, is with us right now. Jonathan, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, good to have you here in your perspective, because I think, you know, we've got a portion of America that is trying to reconcile what they perceive as the last years of Barack Obama's administration. And you're very optimistic, and you look back on what the president has done. And, you know, you see it as a very positive contribution to our country.
I do. And I think I try to show that the debate that people had at the time these policies were being made didn't give people a very good sense of what was going to happen. Mm-hmm. Liberals were always complaining and thinking it didn't go far enough, and conservatives were going off the deep end saying it was socialism and it was going to destroy the country and all these terrible things would happen. And those predictions did not occur.
Mm-hmm. Was it somewhere in the middle, Jonathan? I mean, not exactly socialism. It didn't, you know, actually go there. But, were both sides a little bit right in this thing?
Well, actually, I think in a way both sides were wrong. And I think Obama was kind of right, despite the fact that he got grief from both sides. And the argument I try to make in this piece is that in many ways he followed the greatest traditions of liberal republicanism, which has kind of been expunged from the party over the years. But his health care plan was, of course, modeled on what Mitt Romney successfully did in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. A lot of his environmental program had been endorsed by previous Republican Environmental Protection Agency administrators under both presidents Bush, Reagan, and Nixon. Mm-hmm. Now the Republican Party has just moved so far to the right that those ideas have become unacceptable. But actually, that's the best ideological lineage that you can trace in to describe Obama's philosophy, and it's not the kind of radical left wing agenda that his opponents have claimed it is.
Mm-hmm. I think they would look at it just as you described it, as seeing it more left wing. And I'm trying to, even in my own worldview, Jonathan, this is why I appreciate you coming on, is I want to mm-hmm. give you the opportunity to present the case,
sure.
You know, to help us get some balance here so that, you know, we're not so, maybe one sided, maybe throwing the baby out with the bathwater. I think we found this out with the EPA. And, you know, as a kid growing up, I grew up in Southern California, and I remember the days when we were choking on air here. It was so bad. And because of the policies of the EPA, it cleaned up Southern California. And, you know, you can breathe again. So, you know, that was a plus and has been a plus. So I've always maintained that, you know, you got to find the balance. You know, where is it? Where does it work? Where do we go too far? Where, you know, like anything, any kind of policy, you hit that point of diminishing returns. And I think, like, you know, for the case of healthcare, for example, mm-hmm. Maybe what we learned from that is that, yeah, it worked with Mitt Romney as a state option and a state function, and maybe bringing it into the federal level was too aggressive, perhaps.
Well, I don't think it was. And let me give you a couple facts that maybe your readers haven't heard, that the Congressional Budget Office has had to revise downward the cost estimates for the Affordable Care Act several times. And in fact, the federal government is spending less on health care than it was expected to spend before the Affordable Care Act was passed, only we're covering 20 million more people and spending less than we were projected to spend. Mm-hmm. So you're covering way more people, and health insurance inflation is at its lowest level in 50 years. And all these things are the opposite of what the critics of this law insisted would happen. So if that's not success, I don't understand what success would look like.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's tough because, you know, these figures are put up, and this is what the president, Jonathan Gruber, you know, said the same thing here recently again, which is hard, you know, for me to hear Jonathan Gruber because of what he said about the public, that we were too stupid to understand what was going on.
I don't think that's a fair rendition of his comments. But
I'm using that. That's what he said. That was audio, him saying that the people were too stupid. But I don't know. I mean, you know.
No, I don't think it's a fair rendition of what he said. But I'd rather talk about my book than Gruber.
Okay. No. Okay. Well, yeah. But let's talk about this. But I mean, in understanding what's going on, because as you say, you're seeing it, you know, from your perspective, and the people. I mean, you know, the people across Main Street America are going, wait a minute, my premiums are up, deductibles are up,
keep in mind, health insurance has risen faster than the rate of inflation for decades. Mm-hmm. Premiums always go up. That's been going on for years. And yes, they've continued to rise, but they've risen at lower rates since Obamacare started than they have before. So yes, the sticker price is higher, but the rate of healthcare inflation is at its lowest level in 50 years.
Mm-hmm. Well,
The markets are different across the country. Some places have robust exchanges with lots of competition. Some places don't. So it's very uneven. But on the whole, premiums in the Obamacare exchanges are just what they were predicted to be. They're not more expensive. They're exactly what the Congressional Budget Office forecast when the law was passed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I'm a little surprised at the number that you're saying is that the cost of Obamacare has gone down. And again, maybe it's just a source. And again, this is why I appreciate you coming on, because I want to give it a fair conversation here and a balanced conversation, understanding of what's going on, because we're hearing just the opposite, Jonathan.
Right. We're hearing the opposite. And that's what I try to show very specifically in the book. Here are the predictions that the critics of the law made, and here's what actually happened. And the news that you're getting on the right is simply not accurate, and they simply don't report any facts that contradict the predictions that they wanted to make. But the truth is, go to the Congressional Budget Office. They've revised downward their cost estimates for the law repeatedly since it came online. It's spending hundreds of billions of dollars less than originally forecast.
Mm-hmm. Why would the people then, that being the case, because let's face it, I mean, you know, if people are connected with reality, then there's a great disconnect from their perception and what they're experiencing here. And the majority of Americans are saying, look, we need to repeal this thing.
Well, that's actually not true anymore. First of all, approval of the law is now higher than disapproval. And polls say that, do you want to just repeal the law, or do you want to make sure that there's something else in place that you put in favor? Only 20% or less are in favor of just repealing it and then see what you do next. So
that's
for repeal is quite small.
Right. No, I think in that case, but definitely there needs to be some reengineering. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, the law is certainly not perfect. It could be patched up. But the Republicans decided from the beginning that they would do everything they could to make the law fail. They would refuse to cooperate in anything that would make it work more effectively, even if it was ideas that the people in the industry, that people who are conservative were pushing them to do. Obamacare failing was the best thing that could happen for them. So they just boycotted the normal technical corrections that any major law usually has. All these major laws from history, they always had follow-up laws to patch things up and to change and to correct. And Obamacare never got to do that because Republicans boycotted that process.
Yeah. Well, Jonathan Chade, his book, Audacity, How Barack Obama Defied His Critics and Created a Legacy That Will Prevail, book is available at all the usual places, be linked on our website. What is the main takeaway that you want for your readers on this, Jonathan?
That Obama was much more successful than people imagined, and that his ideas are actually going to be vindicated over the long run.
Well, Jonathan Chade, thank you very much. Appreciate you coming on. Jonathan is New York Magazine's political columnist.
.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
America, it's always good to have you along with us. This is Bill Martinez live in over 280 markets across this country, around the world via WWCR. So good to have you along with us. Steve Forbes is with us right now, chairman and editor-in-chief of Forbes Media, former presidential candidate. Steve Forbes, welcome to Bill Martinez live. How are you, sir?
Good to be with you, Bill. Thank you. Good to be on.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, this is exciting times for this country. It's like we've gotten a chance to do a do-over in a big sort of way, haven't we?
We do. And I think the president-elect, soon-to-be president, has made it clear he wants to get off to a not just a running start, but a rocket start, starting with regulations, which you can do some of them by the pen, the stroke of the pen. Others will take acts of Congress. Moving on health care, that's good. Moving on a big tax cut, that's good. The only thing that concerns me is not the president-elect, but what House Republicans are doing in proposing a new tax to help pay for cuts in old taxes. And to
exactly.
Me, that's crazy. Just cut the taxes.
Right.
Don't put in new taxes.
Yeah, this is the border adjustability tax. I know when people hear that, they go, what? And they get confused and distracted by what this is. But break it down for them, if you would, Steve.
Well, what it means is just think of, you said border adjustability tax. Think of BAT. This is a bad BAT.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is, in effect, put a sales tax on a lot of products any product that uses any parts from around the world. So if you buy a thing like an iPad or an iPhone, your price is going to go up a few hundred dollars. If you buy gasoline, which we all do, a typical gallon of gasoline in many parts of the country is going to go up 30 cents a gallon. You buy a car, their prices are going to go up. It's a massive sales tax on parts. And even worse is that it's combined with a huge subsidy for exports. So if you sell a piece of machinery to Iran, let's say you sell a piece of machinery to Iran for $1 million, that $1 million is free of federal income tax. So we're penalizing Americans, subsidizing Mexicans and Canadians and Iranians, and they say, well, we'll raise a lot of money, $100 billion a year, to cut other taxes. In my mind, just cut the taxes.
Exactly.
Don't raise, put in a new tax.
Right.
You put in a new tax, it usually goes in one direction, a bad one.
Well, Steve, are they trying to murk up the waters here a bit? I mean, Trump has brought to bear and focus the trade imbalances that's going on. He wants to level the playing field. Well, if they're interjecting their idea with this tax, I mean, doesn't that kind of confuse things and make things a little bit more difficult as opposed to allowing Trump to deal with a clean slate and be able just to deal with, you know, the problems that we have with trade straight up without having to, jump over these hurdles that are put out there.
Yeah, you're right. We don't have to tax Americans across the board with the equivalent of a big sales tax or value-added tax.
Right.
There are trade abuses, especially from China, and we have remedies at hand to deal with those. And if we need new ones, I'm sure Congress will pass them to deal with especially China stealing our trade secrets, forcing companies to do things they don't want to do in order to sell in the Chinese market, blocking our companies. So we can deal with those. And so you do it with a laser-like approach, just as you don't hit everyone with a tax because somebody robs a bank. You don't hit everyone with a tax. You deal with the criminal. You don't hit everyone else. Deal with the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, Steve, for the first time, I think, in the modern era, we have a true chief executive officer going into the Oval Office, and you can see right away, I mean, in terms of his focus, his laser focus about jobs, as you mentioned earlier. I mean, even when the House was and Congress was getting a bit distracted with ethics issues, he let them know real quick what they needed to be focused on. And I think this is the opportunity and something that we're going to see big time, if I might say, with the Trump administration, is we're going to have true leadership that we haven't had in a long time in the White House.
Well, that's right. And while there are other issues out there that have nuances and all that, you have to have a sense of priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And hitting, first of all, hitting regulations, which have been especially crushing to small businesses. You know, for 10 years, small businesses have been sort of in a defensive crouch, just wondering what Washington's going to hit them with next.
Exactly.
So for the first time in a decade, you can now raise your head and Washington is going to remove burdens rather than put them on you. That's going to be a huge change. That's one reason why the stock market went up. The prospect of a big tax cut, same thing. Getting health care where patients are in charge instead of bureaucrats. People love that. And he's got to move fast on those things and not get mucked up in things like a new tax that's going to hurt some people, help other people. We don't need that right now. We just need a straightforward charge ahead, get the ball across the line.
Exactly. Let small business be alive and well and thriving again. I have maintained that we've had this pent-up productivity just lying dormant, waiting for an opportunity to be expressed. You get these the shackles of regulations that have cost taxpayers over $1 trillion, it's been estimated. You probably know better than I do in terms of the cost. They've choked off small business development, and look what kind of impact it's had on small business in the last 8 years.
Yes. America's great strength is that we create these new companies, who many of which become tomorrow's big companies. You know,
exactly.
You look at the Google, nothing 15 years ago, big, bad giant today, they tell us, the Democrats.
Right. Yes.
But for the first time in a long time, in decades, more businesses are closing their doors in this country than opening doors.
Yes.
And that's the road to long-term stagnation. You see that kind of stuff in Europe. So we shouldn't be putting on border VAT taxes, border adjusted taxes, equivalent of VAT taxes. Let Europe sink if they want, but we should be emerging, roaring ahead.
Exactly, and I believe, Steve, with this pent-up productivity that's been there waiting to be expressed, I think within short order we could be at 3 to 5 GDP just with people doing what they've just been eager and waiting to do. And if we unleash this productive potential in this country, which I see as Donald Trump being able to do, there's exciting times ahead for us.
Yes, well, for 8 years, for almost a decade, we've been hit with this 2% growth.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, about as good as the Cleveland Browns playing football this past season.
Yes.
And so we should have above average growth for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
And that would boom the economy. People not only get jobs, but they get jobs with prospects of higher pay. So you're not just doing part-time. You're not just treading water. You're actually getting the feeling that I think most people forgot. You're moving ahead instead of falling behind.
Yeah, what a concept.
That's one of the things.
Yeah,
and one of the things I hope they do on the tax cuts, even though the green eye shade accountants will tell them not to do it, is make it retroactive to January 1st this year. So as soon as that bill is signed in the spring or whenever they get it done, people immediately see, with this guy in the White House, positive things are happening.
Exactly.
So throw away the cautionary people. We've had a bad time or a sluggish time for a long time. Let's go roaring ahead.
And, yeah, why not?
People will be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, I think they're waiting, and look what's happened. The stock market, and not just here in this country, but in other countries, Steve, they're responding at, you know, with the Trump administration, and he's not even in the Oval Office yet.
Yeah, he started being president virtually from the time he accepted victory to 40 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Exactly.
And, Hillary Clinton conceded. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, in recent, the last couple of weeks, the market, stock market has stalled because, you know, the people are beginning to have doubts. Are the Republicans going to really push a big bill through? Trump keeps having to make it clear he wants a big one soon and mucking it up with this border tax. Don't do that. Just keep, you know, do what you say you're going to do. Don't get cold feet now.
Exactly. Steve Forbes, Chairman, Editor-in-Chief of Forbes Media, former presidential candidate on Bill Martinez Live. Steve, thank you so much for being with us.
Bill, thank you. Happy.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Blood pressure tends to run higher during the day and lower during nighttime sleep. However, many people with high blood pressure don't exhibit this nighttime dip, a condition called non-dipping. More in today's AARP health tip after this.
Are you paying too much for your Medicare Part D prescriptions? At Walgreens, that's a question you won't have to ask. As a preferred pharmacy with many of the nation's top plans, Walgreens offers copays now as low as $0 on select plans. Millions of people have Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy in their network, which means you could be saving big. So switch your prescriptions and start saving today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy. Applies to Tier 1 generics.
Non-dipping is a major risk factor for stroke, heart attack, and kidney disease. But studies show taking one or more of your prescribed blood pressure medications just before bedtime significantly decreases the risk. Of course, never change the timing of your medications without first consulting your doctor. For more, go to AARP.org.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sun, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesun.com. That's SEINE.com. Bookstoreonthesun.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, sometimes you feel that, there is a rebellion that is going on in this country, and the fight is for truth. Rather interesting here, you know, in a conversation with Jonathan Shank, New York Magazine's political columnist, about his book, Audacity, How Barack Obama Defied His Critics and Created a Legacy That Will Prevail. See, the problem I have, you know, you give people an opportunity to say, okay, well, you know, come on in, you know, and give us your case. And, we're just talking about Obamacare, for example. And he says Jonathan Gruber didn't say that the American people were stupid. I mean, he said that, right, Scott? Did I mishear him? You know, that he said Jonathan Gruber didn't say it. And I go and I look at YouTube, and here's three videos where Jonathan Gruber says Americans are too stupid to understand Obamacare. But he says, Jonathan Chait, I mean, this guy's with the New Yorker magazine. And this is the problem that I have when people want to come on the show and present untruths. It's like, wait a minute, okay, we'll just have opinion and we'll, you know, as I say, in the absence of fact, opinion rules, and we say these things. I mean, you can look at the videos and you hear Jonathan Gruber himself saying that Americans were too stupid to understand. He much rather have the law. That was more important than the truth of the matter. He said the lack of transparency was opportune for government. That's how they can get this across. And, you know, I mean, imagine, I mean, this is what President Obama said. He was going to be the most transparent president ever. His administration would be the most transparent. Of course, it was just the opposite. And case in point is what Jonathan Gruber reestablished here. And so for Jonathan Chait, you know, he hurts himself and hurts his credibility, in my humble opinion, by coming in and saying something that is not true, that is clearly obvious, that Jonathan Gruber did in fact say that Americans were too stupid. Gabby Morangiello is with us, a political reporter for the Washington Examiner, and I appreciate Gabby because she's like us. I mean, she's pursuing the truth no matter where it leads, and sometimes, you know, when you do that, Gabby, you can get yourself in trouble, right?
You absolutely can.
Yeah, because there's some people that just can't handle the truth. They want to buy into this, and it's just like, look, I'm not here to, you know, bash one thing over another. What I am here to bash is people lying to us and misrepresenting things, because if we're going to get this country on track, we want to do it based on the facts and the truth of the matter, not a bunch of opinion. That's the problem, and unfortunately, we've got people right now that are affected, being affected by what should be a time of rejoicing, a time of of excitement for our country, seeing democracy in action, the peaceful transformation of power in our government. And we've got people, you know, fighting over, you know, like a hands up, don't shoot kind of narrative that doesn't have a basis, you know, for this. And people saying, well, we don't have a legitimate president. Well, who is the legitimate president then?
Yeah, I think a lot of people are looking at what's been in the news cycle lately, feeling as though it's a distraction from what's really important at a moment when, you know, the nation is so divided. All of the Democratic lawmakers who have said that they will refuse to attend the inauguration tomorrow, of course, this back and forth between the president-elect and Congressman John Lewis, it's all really just taken away from the message that both the Trump transition team and the Obama administration have been pushing, and that is that Americans should celebrate the peaceful transition of power as a central component of our democracy. And that really isn't being respected right now among a lot of individuals on the left.
And oh, by the way, Gabby, this is a government of, for, and by we the people. It's not of, for, and by senators, congressmen, Republicans, Democrats. It's about all of us. It is in the best interest of all the United States of America that we get on board. And if you have a bone to pick, go pick the bone. Go argue your case. Go present the case. I mean, this is what due process, this is what makes America great, is that, you know, we can do this sort of thing. Because in other countries, last time I checked, hey, you disagree with the powers that be, you either end up dead or incarcerated, right?
Right. yeah, you know, I think that's definitely something the Trump transition team realizes, and as does the president-elect. That's why you've heard him just yesterday say that he would welcome the opportunity to sit down with his critics, especially John Lewis, and mm-hmm. Talk it out, talk out their differences, talk about where they can go, what common ground they might have. And hopefully that is something that he will, that's an attitude that he'll maintain throughout the course of his administration, especially during
exactly.
his first term.
Well, you know, we saw what happened in two previous administrations when people got polarized and there were not bridges, you know, to the other camps, because that's where the conversation has. Case in point was what happened with Martin Luther King. I say Jr., you know, Martin Luther King III, who came down and said, look, it, in the heat of emotion, sometimes things are said. He was very peacemaking. Like, you know, which was refreshing, because usually when you get race baiting going on and all this sort of thing, it goes off the skids here. But Martin Luther King III stayed in the high ground, maintained the bridge of civility, and I think offered some great leadership, much out of the same you know, DNA as his father did.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. I think that it was very important to see the president-elect sit down with MLK Jr. III and to talk with him about, you know, the issues that they're both concerned about and the progress that they hope to make on some of those issues in, under his administration. It was a symbolic gesture, but it was also extremely important to see two people who, I mean, this is somebody who runs a progressive policy think tank and mm-hmm. Was invited by the president-elect, regardless of their or despite their political differences, to sit down with him and have a important and open dialogue. And that's something that this incoming administration has really stressed throughout this transition process. I mean, we've seen the president-elect meet with a number of his opponents, those who criticized him, during the primary and during the general election, and also meet with a number of Democratic lawmakers and governors and legislators across America to hear their input, to hear their concerns, and to try and build those bridges that the Obama administration certainly didn't do with Republican lawmakers.
Exactly. Well, he's looking to hit the ground running, and for all intents and purposes, I think this has been some of the confusion, because on several occasions they say we're only supposed to have one president at a time, but Donald Trump is already, I mean, he hasn't been fully inaugurated, he hasn't taken the oath of office, but he's been rather presidential during his president-elect days, hasn't he?
He absolutely has, and I think his first day in office tomorrow is really going to demonstrate how eager he is to get to work right away. I mean, mm-hmm. we can expect him tomorrow. We were told yesterday by incoming White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer that Trump could issue as many as 5 executive actions, executive orders tomorrow.
Right.
You know, he could take steps to begin dismantling Obamacare. He could overturn some of the energy regulations that were imposed by Obama. I'm sure a number of those executive orders will be more logistical things, not having to deal with governmental operations, but certainly we can expect him to, you know, start taking action on his first day in those first few hours after his, after he's been sworn in.
Yeah, I think that as you reported, Gabby, that these executive orders, I don't want people to get all excited. I think, you know, although it would be a real shock, probably a bigger shock than President Obama commutating the state, the sentence of one Chelsea Manning, if he was to do something of an executive order type that would, would be targeting Obamacare right off the bat like this. But I would suspect that these executive orders are going to clear the decks to where administratively he can, as you say, hit the ground running.
Yeah, absolutely. I know one that his team has been talking about in the recent weeks is possibly issuing an order that would allow him to begin construction on the border wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. Something that Donald Trump has said is a top priority for him in his first 100 days, and not something that he would necessarily need congressional approval on to at least get started. So. That could be something that we see happen tomorrow, in addition to any move on repealing directives on health care.
Well, there's going to be nothing like success to, we're talking with, one of your colleagues, Jacqueline Klimas, and, she was saying she was eager, too, to get on the other side of all this conjecture and punditry and get about the people's business, because when we start seeing things move and decisions made, and as Newt Gingrich has cited, there's some low-hanging fruit right now that is available to President Trump, and he's making the right decisions, and it's going to be quite an encouragement. I mean, already just with the prospects of him coming in and him being, for all intent and purposes, in the modern era, a legitimate chief executive officer with his business acumen and talents and experience, proven experience, it's very encouraging, not only for people here domestically, but internationally as well.
Yeah, I think that the biggest challenge that Trump is going to face is fulfilling the campaign promises that he made, because there were so many of them. And he has set out a rather ambitious agenda for his first 100 days. He loves to say that his political opponents, many of them on the left, are all talk, no action. That's something that we've heard a lot, oftentimes from him. And so he needs to ensure that he doesn't fall into that category. And I think that's why he's, planning to cut the inaugural parade short and get to work on his first day.
Yeah, he's only going to go to 3 balls, right?
That is correct, yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's like the 3rd ball. Hey, Melania, we'll see you later. I got to get to work. He's in the Oval Office straightening out papers and everything else, making sure his pen's in the right place and all that good stuff. So no doubt he's going to hit the ground running, but nothing like success, as we say. Gabby Marangiello, Gabby, always good to have you with us. Have some fun. I know you're probably going to keep an eye on all the excitement there on the Beltway, right?
I absolutely will. I'm looking forward to it.
You got it. Political reporter for the Washington Examiner, Gabby Marangiello. Thank you, Gabby.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross. And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh? Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Did you know?